Simo in studio. You've been with me for the last 2 weeks, and you have a swimming challenge to do this afternoon against a 10-year-old swimming champion, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia, the age champion, going up against her down at the Southside Pearl, the Second World War Memorial Pearl. In preparations for the swimming carnival tomorrow, the B team will be performing live down there.
Very good.
So she's put out the challenge to me and says, you know, Simo, I want to race you. Here we go.
Convinced she can beat you. I think she can too.
She's like, give me flippers and everything.
So we've got to help our mate Simo out here to get a better time in the pool. I thought, you know, okay, flippers, goggles, that sounds great. But I mean, we need to take away the pounds of hair you have growing on you for a sleeker swim, less resistance through the pool.
I mean, it does make sense. Dolphins don't have hair.
There you go. This is what I'm talking about. I'm just now posting the video from earlier this morning when we had the lovely Shay from Siren Song Beauty join us early. It was the only time she could come in to do it.
I know. What a champion.
Yeah. 10 Petite Street. No. 10 Petite Street in Norman Gardens if you want her services. Fantastic effort of getting in here nice and early. Let's just go through a couple of minutes of Simo getting the chest waxed, and you can see the footage of this on our Facebook page. It's just uploading now, Triple M Central Queensland, as we have a bit of a chat and find out a little bit more about the waxing scenario itself.
When you do this, normally do you get the people complaining of how much it hurts, or like they know what they're in for?
Most of the time they know what they're in for.
Sure.
Generally speaking, unless they sort of have what are like a little bit of hair education for you.
Hair-education?
Yeah, hair-education.
Oh, don't start here.
It's called interconnected nerve endings. So, and you don't,
what?
You don't know if you have it until you get waxed.
What are interconnected nerve endings?
So what that is it's when, more common in men because they're hairier.
Yes.
It's where like all the nerves and stuff that are attached to your capillaries and your hairs underneath are actually connected. So it makes it actually really, really painful to get waxed.
Please tell me he's one of these.
No.
It doesn't look like it yet. He would be screaming a lot harder.
Yes, okay. He would probably. My husband actually has interconnected nerve endings, and he told me the only time he's ever wanted to hit a person was when I waxed.
That is crazy.
If you're looking for the ultimate payback, find someone with interconnected nerve endings.
Oh, shut the front door.
It's looking a bit red there, mate.
Oh, I wonder why. Hey.
Just got ripped off.
Oh, I don't know what pregnancy feels like, but I reckon it'd be this.
Oh, get out.
Oh, the clavicle hurts.
So do you need to work your way into the middle of the forest there? Is it like...
It's more so about just working in the direction of hair growth and that sort of thing. So that way you can brace the skin as much as humanly possible whilst you're doing the treatment.
Okay.
So that way you're not... Because if I was to rip it right now without bracing the skin down, it'd pull the skin up and could bruise him and be more painful.
Oh, so you're actually being nice.
I won't do that for you just to show you how it's done, unfortunately.
No, you have permission to do whatever you want to do.
Look at that! It's not funny.
And it's hilarious.
Kookaburra!
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.